Hello, my name is Dwight Bowen. I'm president of Dwight Bowen & Associates. We specialize in Kaizen and continuous improvement. Welcome to another competing podcast. Sponsored by the Zone Control Achievement Program, Toyota-based Gemba training for supervisors, frontline managers, and lead people, the sergeants and lieutenants in the war against waste. To find out more, go to GembaWalk.com. I've been in business since 2000, working with over 60 companies to improve operations by using the Toyota production and management systems. During that time, I've seen potential achieved and too many that never achieved their potential. Over the next few minutes, I will give you my definitions of what I consider to be an effective implementation of Toyota or Lean principles. Then I will compare and contrast my experiences. I will use examples of companies on the Shingo Prize Path, which I will refer to as the Shingo Way. Apologies to Dr. Jeffrey Liker and his wonderful book, The Toyota Way, and of hero and tool-focused implementations, which rarely achieve potential. In a past podcast, The Stages of Lean and the Art of Kaizen, I spoke of five stages of lean implementation. Let's do our comparison and contrast based on those. Beginner. 1 to 3 months. They've implemented one or maybe two value stream maps, achieved the future state, and are experiencing the honeymoon effect. Improvement is daily, and progress is fast. Some training has been given, but implementation is primarily carried out by a group of heroes, and therefore is not sustainable. The program is theirs, owned and operated by a select few. Beginner, the Shingo Way. Everyone has been trained in the basics of Lean, 5S, work standardization, waste identification, and problem solving. Management and leadership are present throughout the training process, clearly and consistently showing support and explaining why. Improvement is perhaps not as rapid as in the hero-focused process, but we are building a sustainable culture of continuous improvement. Stage 2, stalling. 3 to 9 months, rough time frame. Dealing with a post-honeymoon condition, Lean isn't as much fun and is no longer new. It still makes sense, but it's getting a little stale. And perhaps your heroes are getting tired. Stalling the Shingo Way. The scientific method, plan, do, check, adjust, is used daily. Project and performance status are posted and everybody knows what the postings mean and how they can affect them. As long as we use the scientific method daily, stalling cannot occur. Progress is steady and culture continues to build. Stalled, 9 to 15 months. Lean is part of how we do business, but aren't we lean now? Why do we have to continuously improve? We're better than our competition. Stalled the Shingo Way. We know we have a long, long way to achieve world-class competitiveness. We continue to train our people, develop work standardization, and continuously improve operations. Each morning, leadership, management, supervision perform a focused Gemba walk. The scientific method is now a way of work life. 4. Reemergence, 12 to 24 months. Perhaps stimulated by some competitive failure, followed by deep soul searching, commitment and delivery of a carefully audited plan. Not making it to this step defines failure. It's how they emerge that will make the difference. Courage, commitment, and integrity are the keys. By now, compared to the Shingo Way, we may be as much as a year behind, and many of our people may doubt our long-term commitment. They have noticed improvement by spasm, predominantly caused by pain, not continuous improvement. Reemergence the Shingo way. No need to reemerge. We have worked diligently identifying and eliminating waste. Though we do experience failures, they are infrequent. Root cause is quickly and effectively identified and countermeasures put in place to eliminate or reduce the impact of the problem should it occur again. 5. Sustainability. The entrance to the promised land is in sight. We constantly audit our standardization, measure, and post key results. Continuous improvement is a natural component of our work life and an expectation of all employees. Sustainability the Shingo way. We're way ahead of the hero method because we've stuck to the program. Our leadership enables and empowers all employees. We document measurable improvement continuously occurring in our business. We are part of the world economy with respect to the community, the environment, operational excellence, and business performance. Using the Shingo Prize criteria as improvement targets reduces confusion, clarifies objectives, and provides profoundly useful feedback. The Shingo Prize criteria provides a standardized model for defining excellence, a feedback system documenting your strengths and weaknesses, and a real opportunity to achieve world-class status in the eyes of the world. Thanks for listening. We are interested in your comments and ideas for future competing podcasts. Please go to leanthinkingnetwork.com.